In sports today, we'll talk about Major League Baseball. We'll recap the Cardinals and the Royals from yesterday. We'll also talk some college baseball news and weekend college baseball series. We got some things to say about high school softball, the Salem Lady Greyhounds in the 3A2 regional tournament. We'll talk about that as well as baseball and softball schedules today and some NASCAR news, all as we take a look at sports. Hi, I'm Coleman Taylor from the Ecom Sports Network. Eloy Jimenez homered and Garrett Crochet tossed six effective innings to help the White Sox to a 5-1 win over the Cardinals on Sunday. Right-hander Kyle Gibson for St. Louis, who's 2-2 on the season with a 3.79 ERA, will face New York Mets left-hander Sean Mania in the first of a three-game series in St. Louis today. Jonah Heim hit a tying solo home run in the ninth inning, and Nathaniel Lowe had a go-ahead RBI single in the 10th, leading the Texas Rangers to a 3-2 victory over the Royals on Sunday. Kansas City will host Milwaukee for three games starting Monday night, with Cole Reagans taking the mound. He's 2-2 this season with a 3.44 ERA. In college baseball, number 2 Arkansas, who's 40-9 on the season, 17-7 in the SEC, dropped the rubber game against number 8 Kentucky 7-4 Sunday afternoon at Kentucky Proud Park to suffer only its second weekend series loss of the season. With Sunday's setback, the Razorbacks lost a series to the Wildcats for the first time since 2012 and took a road series defeat in Lexington for the first time since 2011. Despite the series loss, Arkansas retains its lead atop the SEC Western Division standings going into next weekend's home series against divisional foe and nationally ranked Mississippi State. Number 14 South Carolina rallied from a three-run deficit with 8 unanswered runs over the final three innings of its series finale, with University of Missouri baseball edging the Tigers by a 9-4 score Sunday afternoon at Taylor Stadium. In Harrisburg, Virginia, Arkansas State baseball was locked in a one-run ball game late against James Madison before the Dukes pulled away for a 9-2 victory on Sunday afternoon at Veterans Memorial Park. And in college softball, Abby Hay connected on a three-run homer in the 10th inning, and the number 13-15 University of Missouri softball team earned its first sweep of the season after edging South Carolina 5-2 Sunday at Carolina Softball Stadium at Beckham Field. In high school softball, the Salem Lady Greyhounds defeated Melbourne 8-5 in the 3A2 regional tournament and are the 3A2 regional champions and improved to 20-0 overall. Allie Smith went 2-for-3, 1 RBI. Olivia Dawkins went 1-for-4. Libby Smith went 1-for-4 with 1 RBI. Callie Hall went 2-for-3 with 4 RBIs. Jenna Jasper was 1-for-3. Allie Tanner went 1-for-3. Jalen Strong, 1-for-3 as well. And Katie Walling went 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs. Callie Hall got her 20th win in the circle for the year. In high school baseball today, Thayer hosts Koshkonong, West Plains hosts Logan Rogersville, Alton is at Gainesville, Willow Springs hosts Eminence, Liberty's at Neelyville, Bakersfield's at Norwood, Dora's at Winona, Van Buren at Summersville, Mountain Grove at Salem, Missouri, Ava hosts Central, Kabul hosts Plato, Donovan's at Greenville, and Licking hosts Willard. In high school softball today in the Class 1 District 4 semifinals, Summersville plays Fordland at Mansfield, and in the Class 2 District 3 quarterfinals, Licking plays Potosi, a game at Potosi. In NASCAR, Kyle Larson came around Chris Buescher on the final lap and banged doors with him all the way to the finish line Sunday. Officials at Kansas Speedway declared him the winner of the Cup Series race, marking the closest finish in NASCAR history. The official margin was 0.001 seconds, every bit as close as the Kentucky Derby a day earlier, and Buescher was left both dumbfounded and dejected. His team had begun to celebrate before learning that he had finished second. Remember, for more news, sports, and weather, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. For the Ecom Sports Network, I'm Coleman Taylor.